理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki.
Hi, everybody. My name is Steve. I'm so glad you've joined us because we're talking about a very interesting man named Dr. Henry Lee. He's a forensic scientist known all over the world.
That's right, and we learned yesterday that he has devoted his life to forensic science. So he has committed his life to this career.
We also learned yesterday a little bit about his humble beginnings, but since that time, when he immigrated to the United States, he's made quite a name for himself.
That is very true, Steve. And he has founded a program at the Connecticut University of New Haven, and he is training others to learn about this.
Right. So, please join us now for the reading as we continue with Dr. Henry Lee's story.
Dr. Henry Lee, world-famous crime investigator, high-profile crime solver. Dr. Lee has helped police investigate over 6,000 crimes around the world. He helped investigate war crimes in Bosnia and Croatia. He has been involved with many high-profile cases in the U.S. He testified in the O.J. Simpson trial of 1995. He also participated in a review of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. To solve crimes, he uses the tiniest of clues. He gets clues from very small blood and hair samples. In 1986, he even helped to solve a Connecticut murder without a body.
Now, earlier we referred to Dr. Henry Lee as being a crime investigator. Now we call him a crime solver. It's the same idea, only when somebody investigates a crime, we don't say necessarily that they solve all crimes.
That's right. Earlier we also used the phrase world famous or world renowned. Here we're using the word high profile. And the word profile means the degree of public exposure. So if you have a high profile, that means a lot of people know you. On the other hand, you can have a low profile, which means not a lot of people know you.
So if you're a very high profile, you're in the public, people see you, they know who you are. Well, Dr. Lee has helped police investigate over 6,000 crimes around the world. So a lot of people know him as a result of this.
That's right. Vicki, you mentioned earlier that investigating and solving are two different things. The text says he investigated or he helped investigate 6,000 crimes. It doesn't necessarily mean that he solved all of them, but he sure tried.
That's right. He tried to solve those crimes. Notice he also helped investigate war crimes in Bosnia and Croatia. Again, investigate, not necessarily solve all those crimes.
Okay. War crimes are crimes committed during wartime. And one of the more infamous war crimes is genocide, where a leader of a country or a leader would kill a lot of people based on their culture or race.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, those types of things do happen often in war. And after the war, then some investigation takes place to find out a little bit more about those war crimes. And that's what he has been involved with.
Right. They want to find out who's responsible, in this case, in Bosnia, for all those unnecessary deaths.
He has also been involved in many high-profile cases in the United States. One in particular is the O.J. Simpson trial.
Now, if you remember this trial, or let me tell you about it if you don't, in 1995 and 1994, this was all that was in the news. Mm-hmm. It was on the TV all the time, very high profile. Now, Dr. Lee helped investigate in this case, And that helped make him famous.
Not only did he help investigate, but he helped testify as a result of his investigation. So he investigated, he learned something about it, and then he went into the courtroom to testify about what he had discovered.
Okay, a little background here. O.J. Simpson is a very famous football player. He has since retired, but he has been accused of murdering his wife. And then they called in Dr. Lee to help find out whether he did, in fact, do that or not.
And this is why it's high profile, because O.J. Simpson was a very famous person anyway. So first of all, it says here that he testified in this case. When you testify, you basically are telling something that you know about, right? Something that you've experienced or you've learned about or know about.
Okay, they're stating a truth that you may know already, or a truth that you have found through investigation.
And in the courtroom, when someone testifies, they do this under oath. They make a promise that this is a true statement.
Okay, and they're trying to provide evidence for the court, either for the person who's being accused or against that person.
And we find out as we go on that he also participated in a review of President John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Okay, if you remember your history, you'll know that in 1963, John F. Kennedy, the President of the United States at that time, was murdered or assassinated. And in that murder, or during that time, there was a lot of mystery as to who actually did it.
Okay, now when we think about an assassination, it is murder or killing of a very public person, often a political leader.
Well, in line 8, we see that he helped in the review of the assassination. Again, as I said before, it was clouded in mystery. A lot of people didn't know who exactly killed the president. So they took the evidence that they had and they did a review, maybe to shed more light on it.
Well, you know, this has been done over and over and over again with this assassination. But now that more information is available and, you know, scientists have a lot more information to work with, they can find things maybe that they couldn't find back when this happened.
Good point. Maybe they can find some answers now that science has advanced that they couldn't back then. Well, to solve crimes, Dr. Lee uses the tiniest of clues, including blood and hair.
That's right, the tiniest of clues. So sometimes he finds something that maybe no one else sees or they overlook, but he finds something like hair, a piece of hair, and he's able to use that clue to help him solve the crime.
Well, if you know the word DNA, you'll know that that's a very, very small organism inside your body. It can be found in blood and found in hair, and it's an identification of who a person is. So if you find some hair or you find some blood, you can actually narrow that down and find the person who that stuff belongs to.
Which makes it pretty tough on those criminals out there, because in the past we didn't have this kind of information, and now it makes it very easy. They can go back and even, for crimes that have been committed many, many years ago, they can go back and look at those cases and discover maybe that somebody didn't commit the crime or they did commit the crime.
That's right, Vicki. You'll hear in the news now of murderers or people convicted of murder who have served a lot of time in jail. They're being set free now because of DNA testing. They can determine whether that person in jail actually committed the crime. And sometimes they are innocent. And then, unfortunately, they've spent a lot of time in jail.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at this last sentence. It says, in 1986, he even helped solve a Connecticut murder without a body. Now, that is pretty amazing.
Well, that's pretty amazing that he was able to figure out who did it, when, and where, all without a body. Well, friends, it's time to visit the chat room. We're going to talk to Ken and Rachel, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about the word high profile.
Welcome to the chat room. Now, Ken, I was impressed when I read that Dr. Lee has been involved with many high-profile cases in the U.S. I remember watching the O.J. Simpson trial on TV.
That was 10 years ago, Rachel.
I know, but I remember it. I think I'm getting old.
Now, let's not talk about getting old in front of me. Let's talk about the phrase high-profile for a minute. Why was O.J. Simpson considered high profile?
Because he was very well known. The media focuses on high profile people, like politicians, athletes, or movie stars. But places or things can also be considered high profile. We might talk about a high profile neighborhood, or a job with high profile.
Profile 是轮廓外形，而 high profile 是指受到瞩目的、引人注意的、受到大家注意的，叫做 high profile。除了用在人身上之外呢，一份工作或者一个 neighborhood 一个住的地方也可以是 high profile。So is OJ still high profile?
Not really. In fact, I think he's kept somewhat of a low profile over the last few years. In other words, he hasn't been in the public spotlight very much.
So a person who keeps a low profile doesn't want to be noticed?
Exactly. So Ken, do you ever try to keep a low profile?
Yes, especially when I'm in public places. 相反的 a low profile 就是所谓的低姿态，常常用在这个片语 to keep.A low profile, 就是保持低姿态。
It's time for a break. Stay with us. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Which famous detective lived in London at 221B Baker Street? A. Sherlock Holmes. B. Maxwell Smart. C.Dick Tracy. Which famous detective lived in London at 221B Baker Street? A. Sherlock Holmes. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle created the fictional character of Sherlock Holmes, and Holmes' home was at 221B Baker Street. So now you know. Aha! Another mystery solved.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about crime investigator Henry Lee.
That's right. What does it take to be a successful forensic scientist like Dr. Lee? Well, join us as we continue. We'll find out as we begin the reading on line 16.
Dr. Henry Lee, world famous crime investigator.What does it take to be successful in forensic science? First, one needs a good background in science. Dr. Lee further explains, during a TV interview, You have to use logic. You need to have curiosity. He adds that it requires not giving up and not being affected by public opinion. What about forensic science as a career? In Dr. Lee's words,You cannot become wealthy like an NBA sports star. You work with a very small salary. Even so, he says, the work is both challenging and rewarding.
Well, in this section, we're learning about how to be successful in forensic science. So we're going to find out a little bit about what it takesfor someone like Dr. Henry Lee to be so successful.
I think, Vicki, a lot of people are asking this question now, especially since all of these popular TV shows have come out concerning forensic science and investigation of crime. A lot of people have considered becoming a forensic scientist after seeing these programs. So, a lot of people want to know, what does it take?
Well, I think they're going to be disappointed to find out that, first of all, one needs a good background in science. You know, I thought something like this was so fascinating when I was younger, and I was very interested in this. But when I found out that I needed to have a good background in science, I gave up.
Okay, because you're not very good at science?
Well, science was tough for me, yeah.
Yeah, science is tough for some people. A background, again, it simply means...having experience or education in a certain field. And so it really helps to have a background in science.
A good background just means you have to have a lot of science. You have to study science a lot before you can become a good forensic scientist.
Okay, Dr. Lee further explains during a TV interview, you have to use logic. You also have to use logic, which means you have to be able to think clearly and you have to be able to reason.
Right, you have to use good reasoning when you do something like this. You have to use logic.
Okay, simply using your brain. But there's a lot more to it than that.
That's right. You have to use good reasoning. Well, it says you need to have curiosity as well. Now, to have curiosity just means that you're curious about things. You want to know about things. You want to learn new things.
Right. You have a hunger for knowledge. Let's look at this word curiosity in today's skit.
My mom says I have curiosity. I'm always asking questions. I want to know everything. Why is the sky blue? How do things work? Oh, and where did I come from? I ask questions because I want to know. I have curiosity. Wow, look! It's a gift! It's for my birthday. Mom forgot to hide it. Should I open it? No. No. I have to wait. It's a surprise. I have to wait until my birthday. Oh, but I can't wait. Oh, I have to know what's inside. I have curiosity. Maybe if I shake it. Yes. If I shake it, then I can tell what's inside. Oh, I wonder what it is. Oh, I can't wait anymore. I have to open it. I have to know what's inside. Oh, wow. It's the best gift ever. It's so much fun. Do you know what it is? I bet you have curiosity. Sorry. I can't tell you what it is. It's a surprise. But you'd love it.
Okay, it's good to have curiosity, but we need to be careful too, right? But curiosity here, just you really have that strong desire to learn something and to get knowledge or information.
Okay, Dr. Lee goes on to say, he adds that it requires not giving up and not being affected by public opinion. Mm. You know, in the TV shows, Vicki, people solve these crimes in 1 hour, and it seems to all fit nicely at the end of the program. Well, it just doesn't happen that way. A lot of crimes, the investigation goes on for weeks, months, even years, so you have to be a person who doesn't give up easily before that crime is solved.
That's right. And the fact is, some crimes are never solved, and they have to understand this, that they may try very hard, but they may never solve a crime. But he says it requires not giving up. You have to be diligent. You have to be persistent. You cannot give up.
Right. And you can't be affected by public opinion. Mm-hmm. This is very important, especially if you're dealing with high-profile cases like the O.J. Simpson case. There's a lot of public outcry whether O.J. Simpson was guilty or innocent. And if you listen to one group, you might think he was guilty. If you listen to the other group, you might think he was innocent. You have to push that aside and draw your own conclusions based on your investigation.
And also, people like Dr. Lee would receive a lot of criticism if he testified for O.J. Simpson and people thought O.J. Simpson was guilty. So it puts him in a very difficult position, or puts any forensic scientist in a tough spot.
It does. So you have to push that out. You have to focus on your work. And that's what Dr. Lee is so good at doing. Well, what about forensic science as a career? As I said before, a lot of people want to be forensic scientists, or they think they do, after watching these great TV shows. What about it as a career?
Well, it tells us here that in Dr. Lee's words, you cannot become wealthy like an NBA sports star doing this kind of work. You're not going to make a lot of money like these sports stars do.
Okay. Of course, sports stars today, especially in America, they're making millions and millions of dollars in just 1 year. Well, that's not going to happen if you're a forensic scientist.
No, Dr. Lee actually tells us you work with a very small salary, so you don't make a lot of money, not like some of these people, doing this type of work.
Well, despite the fact that the salary is so low, Dr. Lee says the work is both challenging and rewarding. So it's not easy, but if done right, there's a lot of satisfaction.
Right. It seems like Dr. Lee enjoys that challenge, the challenge of solving those crimes, and it's rewarding. And when I think of something that is rewarding, I think about something that gives us some satisfaction. When we're able to solve a mystery, when we're able to come up with an answer, it gives us some kind of satisfaction.
And I also think it must give Dr. Lee a sense of satisfaction in the fact that he can solve crimes that other investigators just can't figure out.
That's right. Well, students, it's time for us to review today's lesson. Join us now for this.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 high profile 这个形容词。Profile 在这里是指某个人或某件事的公众形象或者是受到重视的程度。High profile 意思是指受到大众注意的。例如 a high profile movie,一部众所瞩目的电影，如果把 high profile 中间的连接号拿掉的话，它就变成一个名词片语 a high profile, 意思是受重视的情况。例如 the police still maintain a high profile on this case, 警方仍高度重视这个案子。接下来我们看 testify 这个动词， testify 是指上法庭作证，例如The witness testified that she saw the suspect arguing with the victim. 证人作证说他看到嫌犯与受害者争执。如果是作证证明某人的清白的话，是用 testify for someone. 但是如果是作证某人是有罪的话，是 testify against someone. A-G-A-I-N-S-T. 最后我们看的是 assassination 这个名词。注意它的拼法总共有四个 S。Assassination 是从 assassinate, 刺杀这个动词衍生出来的。名词 assassination 是指暗杀、行刺或者是这一类的事件。例如 ,He was arrested for the assassination of the president. 他因为刺杀总统而被捕。如果是刺客的话叫做 assassin,A-S-S-A-S-S-I-N。And that's all for today.Let's review the keywords again in the word bank.
High profile. This actor has a high profile life. His picture always appears in newspapers and magazines. Testify. My mother went to court to testify against the man that robbed her.Assassination. After the assassination of their queen, her son became the leader of the country. Logic. I don't understand the logic of your argument. It doesn't make sense to me. Curiosity. My little boy has a natural curiosity. He's always exploring and finding out about things.
Dr. Henry Lee, world-famous crime investigator. High-profile crime solver. Dr. Lee has helped police investigate over 6,000 crimes around the world. He helped investigate war crimes in Bosnia and Croatia. He has been involved with many high-profile cases in the U.S.He testified in the O.J. Simpson trial of 1995. He also participated in a review of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. To solve crimes, he uses the tiniest of clues. He gets clues from very small blood and hair samples. In 1986, he even helped to solve a Connecticut murder without a body.What does it take to be successful in forensic science? First, one needs a good background in science. Dr. Lee further explains, during a TV interview, you have to use logic. You need to have curiosity. He adds that it requires not giving up and not being affected by public opinion. What about forensic science as a career? In Dr. Lee's words,You cannot become wealthy like an NBA sports star, you work with a very small salary. Even so, he says, the work is both challenging and rewarding.
Well, Steve, at the bottom of this page, it talks about these crime shows. We've always had crime shows, but these are quite different, aren't they?
They are, Vicki. They're very well done. They have the ability to draw the viewer in. One thing that I like is seeing the bad guys caught at the end of each show.
That's
How about
true.
You?
Actually, I kind of like the process that they take you through, and you get a chance to even guess who the criminal is. It's a lot of fun. Well, students, we'll be back next time learning more about Dr. Henry Lee. Be sure to join us then. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.